You're back.
Okay. All right, we have returned from executive session. No actions were taken. However, I do have an addition to the agenda, and that is a resolution. And I'll read that resolution, and then we'll make a motion and go from there. Okay, this is a resolution of the Board of Fire Commissioners of San Juan County Fire Protection District Number 3, appointing an agent for the receipt of claims. Whereas the governing body of each local government toll entity shall appoint an agent to receive any claim for damages pursuant to RCW 4.96.020. And whereas the Board of Fire Commissioners finds it necessary to appoint a claims agent who shall be available during regular business hours of the fire district. Heretofore, the Board of Fire Commissioners resolves that as follows. 1. The Board of Fire Commissioners hereby appoints the district fire chief as claims agent for the fire district to serve without bond or additional compensation. 2. Said claim shall be deemed presented in the following manner. Personal delivery to the agent, and B, receipt by the agent of the claim via regular mail or by certified mail with return receipt requested at the following address. 1011 Mullis Street, Friday Harbor, Washington, 98250. 3. All claims shall be presented to the agent on a standard tort claim form that is maintained by the Office of Risk Management and the Department of Enterprise Services. 4. This resolution is a public record subject to inspection and copying and will be filed with the San Juan County Auditor soon after its adoption. And that's resolved this 12th day of September 2023 in San Juan County, Washington, after notice duly given and with all commissioners being present and voting. Do I have a motion to pass this resolution?
I move that we pass the resolution with putting the chief fire chief, Robert Collins, as claims agent.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that if we clarify it. Was that only for Norman or for the existing chief?
It is for the chief of the fire district. So it doesn't state specifically a name.
Right.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Any further discussion? Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right. Okay. Resolution passes. Okay. I guess we'll move on to our consent agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
May I ask for one other possible change to the agenda going forward? The issue that came up this morning that we forgot about something that was on there, could we maybe have the new business that's going to the old business added as line items until they're resolved? At least till we respond in some manner so we don't forget about them.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. So,
I get it.
I'm not sure I understood what that meant. Was that regards to the Anna thing, and that's what drove this resolution?
Are you talking about?
Well, this? Yeah, what you just passed. I'm not sure what that meant exactly.
It's for any claims against the department, you need a claims agent.
Oh.
And we're just saying that the chief, whoever the chief is, the chief it will be the claims agent. Thank you. Okay. Okay. Are there any corrections of the minutes from the regular meeting July 11th? Okay. Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve the minutes for July 11th?
I'll make a motion to approve minutes.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Bills and payroll. Question on the bills.
Mm-hmm.
We had received a grant for the fireboat for the
Right, the $25,000 grant.
Right. Have we actually received that money?
Yes, we have.
And we've spent it on, or well, it's.
Some of it had already been spent and some of it we're working on a minor adjustment because the one product wasn't correct. Did you have a follow up with LNI on that adjustment? Do you want to cover that?
Today, yeah, the adjustments are generally okay. We just have to communicate with them any adjustments to the original quotes and bids down to the product and brand item. So significant changes they're going to question, but set changes to same similar brands or ideas or concept they're going to stick with. Those funds have to be submitted and added as part of the expenses and house payable.
But yeah, those were received. It should show
September.
In September's, yeah, I believe it was. And we are doing the documentation to give that back to LNI with that minor change.
Any questions on the bills? Do I have a motion to approve the bills?
It's a motion that we approve this bill towards posting last month.
Okay, do I have a second? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Bill passes. Okay, payroll. Chief, has the payroll been pretty much staying in line month to month?
Yes.
Seems like we haven't had any outstanding issues with overtime or.
No, and as I've been working through where we are to date, everything's in line, and I'll give you the summaries. You are well within your aligned budget.
Gotcha. Okay. We'll hear from that later. Do I have a motion to pay the payroll?
I'll make the motion to pay the payroll.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes. Okay. Before we move on, I want to go back. I left out, did we get any correspondence?
I believe the three of you received a letter from Sheriff Peter.
Yes.
Yes. Other than that, we did not receive any other correspondence.
Okay. And this.
It was a quarterly LNI payment that had to be made. So it's a payment and it's in payroll.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. New business. We.
Brent, you yes. Didn't do the motion to approve these.
Did I do the payroll? We did the payroll. You made the motion, you seconded it?
Yes.
You didn't, sorry. You didn't all vote on it.
You did? Okay. Well, let's do it again, just in case. I had a motion, I had a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Got it?
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Under new business, at the direction of the commission, staff has put together a job announcement for the chief of department. And they relied heavily on the previous announcement that we had and with some deletions or additions to kind of tweak it to make it more suitable for us here. We've all seen the announcement. I'm saying we should, I would think within the next 2 weeks, the announcement should go out to be posted. That'll give enough time to discover where we want to post it and get the letters out. We have a list of places that I think already that we're planning on doing that to. Okay. So.
Do you have anything you want to discuss on requirements for otherwise?
Yeah. One thing is we, that's not in the announcement is a salary range. And we need to determine that before we can post that. Any thoughts on that?
Work ranges.
The old posting was 110 to 130,000. Current chiefs of Lopez and Orcas, my understanding, are at 145. And I believe you had some thoughts in your feedback to me of a range somewhere between 130 and 150 is what I had seen from feedback from the three of you.
I was thinking 135 to 150.
So 130 to 135.
Okay, so let's use that as our range.
Anything on your requirements?
That's all in the.
Okay.
All the requirements are in there in the job announcement.
Okay. And you wanted it, so you want it posted within a couple of weeks, your previous discussions. At the work session, you wanted it to close when? End of November? Yeah, what you had originally discussed for first review?
November 30th. That was 2 months, a little more. Well, yeah, about just a little more than 2 months. That gives enough time for people to get their resumes put together and whatever.
And you reserve the right then to extend it if depending on how many applicants you had or something.
Yeah, we can always. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
The way that Prothman had listed it last time underneath the wage range, they had first review on X date, and then they put a comma and said, remain open until filled. We could take it the same way if you would like.
Makes sense.
Okay, so let me run by you what I kind of threw together as a process that we can go through, and we can discuss that and see if that meets with the commission's approval or not. And so I figured we'd start off with begin with comparing the resumes for completeness, accuracy, and qualifications. As stated in the that job announcement, we wouldn't take any action on the candidate pool until we have a new commissioner is elected and sworn in, so that we have a full body. We would pick, I'm thinking, the top five candidates for a Skype interview, that type of thing, something face to face over. You know, without them actually anybody having to come out here, at least in this first round. And then we would determine the top two, three candidates, be invited for a final interview. And then if we have someone who's acceptable, they'd be offered the position contingent on meeting all the requirements. I'm thinking, because it's closing in November, we would wait for a new commissioner to be appointed. We're probably looking January or February next year, but that's just a guesstimate. That's not, you know, anything set in stone. Okay. Does that meet with, and or is there a change, something you'd like to see differently than that?
I think that's reasonably moving reasonably fast. Keep things going.
I think, you know, after we make the, shall we say, the final selection out of, let's say, the top three, that we ought to give ourselves a chance to take a little deeper look than just the resume.
Oh, yeah.
In the interviews, and, you know, talk to some people and things like that. So, you know, I think from the time that we make the selection until the actual appointments, you know, I think we shouldn't rush it. Make sure that, you know, all's above board. I'm not going criticizing anybody or doing anything, but it's just that it's a big job, and at least I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And with its headaches, can this person handle the headaches?
Good. Yeah. Any idea what that'll look like? I mean, since the board's dealing with this themselves, it's requiring more than checking their Facebook, you know, whatever they got posted on Facebook.
You know, I think I could sit with the board some other day and be closer. And I've done, when I was in Secret Service, we did enough of those background checks. I think I have some expertise in that.
But it's legal for us to do.
No, we can do a work session. You can do a work session, have him guide you.
Okay.
So we can work at that, but that's down the line.
Yeah, okay.
Who knows if we have to extend it.
Right.
May not like anybody we get. Okay. I also, you know, that I like the idea of the Skype or Facebook or the whatever type of face-to-face we want to use. Because that's where we get to explain the downsides of the job here. You know, it's going to cost them a fortune to live here. And, you know, because we don't want to get somebody here and they come and say, heck, you know, I can't afford $3,000 a month rent or whatever it is. So, and that gives us a chance to, you know, to get them. I don't know if anybody's ever, if I hope these people have been here, whoever applies has been here. I think it'll be, you know, a two-way conversation about this is not, it's a great job, but you've got these things you have to put up with.
Yep.
Along with, you know, cost of living and housing and ferries and, you know, that kind of stuff, because if they've never been here, they'll have no clue. You don't need to 6 months after they take the job to say, sorry about that.
Exactly.
Okay. That's why I like the idea of the Skype thing first.
Do we want to update the 2019 document and link it on the website so that people looking at it to apply do have a little bit of a heads up?
The 2018 one? That was going to be updated once I had the range.
Okay.
Then staff can update that with the description and use that same template, because you had two templates, one from ESCI and one from Prothman last time. Using those same one of those two templates to have that out as part of the announcement would be appropriate.
So, do I have a motion to accept the job description and to release it as written?
With the pay range.
With the pay range included, yeah.
I'll make a motion to accept the job description with the pay range.
Okay. Second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
So we don't forget it or whatever.
Yeah, I think they caught that in the note. I just, right. When we have new business that requires something, be it a comment from the audience or something we say we're going to do, let's get it down as a line item so we can address it.
Make sure that it's been handled. Yeah. Okay. Old business.
A draft ILA was given to the town. It was updated on the one that they had originally given us with some description. And as you had all discussed, the quarter FTE, which equivalent is about $20,000 for those services. It is rising on the town administrator and the town fire marshal's desk. I did touch bases with them last week saying I was hoping to get that to you today. They did not get that back to us from that standpoint. I think I gave you a copy of that original draft. That didn't change other than the dollar amount and the attachment of what services would be provided, what they would need, what we would do in partnership. I think we're still on track to meet the goal of starting after the shoulder season and working with Ryan Erickson at the town to do some walkthroughs and some training on how he would like to see those B2 inspections done. Visiting with Assistant Chief Monin, our biggest challenge will be scheduling with Ryan. So because what we wanted to do is have each one of the crews do a walkthrough inspection with him so that they can get a working relationship between both, since that will be a close relationship. I don't see a delay by another month in getting this ILA completed is going to impact the outcome of that. Administrator Colset did say that that's on the top of her list. I will say that when I followed up, probably a third or fourth time, she was getting ready to walk into a town meeting. So it's on their list. And so we're continuing to move forward. That doesn't preclude us from starting to putting together some training plans for the crews.
Financials.
Before you, you have year-to-date. Year-to-date, the target is 67%. Still have a little bit of tax funds coming in. You know that you won't see many of those until the November timeframe. You're at 76 overall percent. You notice that the reserve fund is at 3,000% of where it was. That's because that's where the $25,000 grant went into, because that offset the purchasing cost for the boat, and that's where that was drawn from. As you can see, for expenses, you are in alignment and under budget for overall. Your total expenditures are at 56% when the target is 67%. Personnel expenses are at 62%. Materials and services are at 41%. The bank loan is at 11%. And our capital reserves are at 51%, which was outfitting the boat and otherwise. So you are well in alignment with your budget. When you look at your revenues to expenses, you're at $677,983. Specifically for the month of August, you can see the fund assets. They're still within line. Fund balances, your general fund has a little less than $400,000 in it. Your reserve is about $230,000. We don't have the capital projects, but it still sits, even though you don't have a bond, that way you have it for the future. Revenues, you brought in a total of $37,708, which includes, as you see, that $25,000 for the LNI grant, and you had $160,000 in expenditures. Be happy to answer any questions on the financials, either year to date or for August. And staff is working on your 2024 budget. Budget managers are working on getting requests in, making sure they're looking at what future projections are for costs. Just so you know, when I looked at the end of second quarter, historically you've based any increases for personnel expenses on third quarter CPIU, but just to get an idea of where we are currently, CPIU for second quarter was 4%. Staff reports, turn it over to Chief Monin for the ops report.
Chief. Okay, August operations report. We had a total of 86 responses. Those responses are split 50-50 for EMS and all other hazards and fires and services. Total response per day average was 2.8. Reaction time was 98 seconds, and then travel time was 7 minutes and 28 seconds. I did a comparison for you, August of 2022, and notably, you can see the stats have changed a bit. Essentially, what we're looking at is, as we've been discussing and making some changes to deployment, we're reducing our number of EMS responses and basically focusing those on when we're needed, when we're actually needed to be out there serving and providing those medical services. And that's why you see a drop in that call. You can see minimum staffing was met with overtime volunteer participation. And again, I broke that down for you, the reduction in calls. It was a 25% reduction based on compared to last year's August call volume. And that was actually a reduction in EMS calls by 37%. So it really wasn't our all or hazards calls that dropped. It was the EMS response that dropped. Ongoing, we have changed our notification system on our paging for dispatch services. Essentially, we've got our new tone sets, so we can a couple things we get to capture out of that. One is we get the CAD report for when we do respond to a medical call, rather than having to import and having it come through a different agency. We'll have our own system, and then also we're getting toned out for those ALS type calls, immediate need for help and assistance. We've worked collaboratively with San Juan Island EMS and MPD and dispatch, so everyone's on point. The whole reason there being, we don't want any gaps in service. We don't want anyone to suffer or get hurt as a result of some changes we're making. So we've been very diligent about collaborating and working together on that as we streamline our services and make sure we're out there still helping when we're needed, and we're reducing our time and energy when we're not needed and staying focused on other things. As I said, the travel times are normal, and ongoing training for our OTEP program has been adjusted a bit, so we can make sure that folks get that done. It's a bit of a process to keep the credential if you're an EMT. Dwight, I'm sure you know that, doing that yourself. It takes ongoing training that essentially keeps you at the state credential level, and it's ongoing. So Carl's done a good job of bird dogging that and making it available to our responders and adapting it so that folks can accomplish it and be successful, because it is an onerous credential to maintain. In-service training for agency certified marine operations pilots, mates, and deckhands continues. We have an active group that are participating and ongoing. We have folks that have come in as deckhands and are completing the task book on that and then moving up. So it's a successive training program. Dwight, you had a question?
Yes. Do we have enough to fill the crew if we got to go? So that everybody got to be trained at the appropriate level. So that we've got a crew that needs to go. We've got some crew ready.
We do.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Same, but I'm saying they could fill each slot.
Yes, that's the goal of the program. The ultimate goal is to have 24/7 staffing for that vessel, which we're not quite there yet, but that is the goal, with the combination of staff, career staff, and volunteers, and making sure that we have coverage that vessel can deploy whenever it's needed. The training for that program is another onerous process, and rightfully so. It's a large responsibility to be out there on the water and operating the vessel all times of day and all weather conditions. And it's a task book oriented training program. So there's a series of three task books that have to be accomplished to reach the pilot level, which is the highest level of operation on the boat. Like I said, we got a big group that's interested. They're very active in it and working through it. So at various levels of training and credentialing. We're planning a firefighter recruitment right now. Onboarding is going to begin this winter. The academy is scheduled for January through March. The intent is to target recruit that program so that any of the station run box areas that have little or no firefighters, we want to try to get people from those neighborhoods involved so that those fire stations can be active out of their own geographic area. And that will be upcoming soon. So stay tuned. And then just a quick update. This wasn't an August report, but it is something that's happening right now and it's relevant. The lightning event that we had a while back, I don't even know how many days ago that was. It was two weeks ago. Yeah. We had a report of smoke in the area of Beaverton Valley by a pilot that flew over. And we went out and found the smoke, and it was in fact a lightning strike that had settled down and bedded down for a while and was just starting to pick up yesterday when the sun came out and it got a little warm out. It's on land bank property, and the request from land bank immediately was, hey, can we just watch this thing? Is it safe to watch and let it consume itself? And as part of fire ecology and some of the objectives they have and stewards of their land, they have camas plants growing in the area. They have a natural ecology happening, and they're really interested in watching and monitoring it. So we ramped up quickly, got permission from the county fire marshal, permission from the Department of Natural Resources, which is actually the hardest push because they want us to suppress everything at this point. But they, given the size up and the conditions and the weather we have right now, they were fine with it. And Land Bank is staffing it so they can monitor it. And we've got a monitoring fire program right now in San Juan Island, which is pretty novel. And it's actually exciting for some of the other folks. I think the public concern is leery of fire, and rightfully so. And there may be a fear about, what's going on. The parameters of the monitoring are very tight, and the trigger points are tight. So at any point where staff feels like the fire department feels like it's unsafe, the land bank staff feel like it's unsafe, the fire marshal, anybody can pull the trigger and we'll just put it out. It's small and containable. So that's a bit of an update for you guys. So in case you hear anything about it, that's what's going on.
Can you explain how they're monitoring the?
So the monitoring is basically, it's going to be one, monitoring the fire and ensuring the safety of the community. That's the number one objective. And then the other part of it is consumption rate and how much it consumes each day in terms of area. And then they'll be watching the recovery. So how does the ecology, the flora come back over time, and what does it do to that little area?
This is going to be a long range.
Yeah. They'll document it and watch it. It's lamping.
I mean, they have to just sit there all day long watching it.
No. So we set parameters. What we set was an 8 a.m., a 1 p.m., and a 7 p.m. check. But the fire is contained. It's in public land. It's got a road around the entire area, and there's a lot of people frequenting the area. So, and the growth potential isn't there. If we get wind and dry air and warmer air, we'll reassess and change our trigger points. But, yep.
Surprised we haven't gotten, or have we gotten calls on it from the public? Nobody's
paying attention. We had a pilot that flew over and then stopped by the station, and the immediate went out and checked it and found it and handled it.
Yeah, I was surprised we hadn't been called.
Mm-mm.
As well. Yeah.
Especially after the day, walking there.
We're walking through there all the time.
Yeah. Do you?
Anything else?
The only other thing I wanted to mention was we did brief you a few months back on moving forward with the peer support program, which is important. Dwight came on to oversee that. It ties because we have three of our crisis canines here. There's an article in the journal kind of talking about the cool things that our four canines are doing. But as we move forward on that, you do have a developing peer support team here. Training's coming up that, thanks to Raquel Lackey, one of our members, training's going to be done on island here. We did push an invite out to San Juan EMS, to Lopez Fire, to Orcas Fire, and to the Sheriff's Department, so that we can actually have a team from all the agencies should we have an event where we need to do a peer support piece. And the training will be on island. And magically, they limit the number to 40 people. And when they found that if we don't get enough to fill, people from the mainland said, I can come to San Juan and take the peer support class. And the answer was yes, if you can find a place to stay. And they're like, oh, sign me up. So priority will go to our San Juan County partners. The person that's teaching the course will be coming over from, she coordinates for Seattle Fire, Seattle PD. So really good stuff. So if you get a chance, read the article on the work that the crisis canines are doing, not only for us, but for the rest of the county, because they're engaged in reading for Rover. I keep wanting to say reading for Ruffles, since that's who they read to. And the work that Jed and Cynthia have been doing with the courts and otherwise, it's really phenomenal stuff that they're doing.
Did you say when this was going to take place?
It's currently on the online. Oh, the class. The class is going to be the 27th through 29th of October. Mm-hmm. And our team members, we have a few team members that aren't able to make that class, but there's going to be offered so they can go and get the ones in Shoreline or otherwise. Yep.
Fantastic.
We have nothing else for staff reports.
A question for Noel. Mm-hmm. So it's great to hear the backing off on the call because reduce the response. And I guess I thought I heard you say that you've been in communication with our sister agencies. They're happy with where we are.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. Now. We're working together. It's everybody understands what the goal is and the priority being, you know, we don't want any gaps. So we don't want some unintended consequences as a result of our change.
Do we have any need or have you thought about, is there any guidance document or anything that we need to give to our company officers to have them all on the same page? I think that was kind
it's
of
now
right now.
Yeah, with the there was some gray. They were actually charged with making decisions and making decisions based on the information coming over the pager from dispatch, which they did a great job of doing that. And now with the new paging plan in place, it'll be toned out. You go, so they don't have to decipher that anymore. Cool. They can put their ciphers away.
Excellent, thank you.
Pretty good. Okay. All right. Do I have a motion to close the meeting?
I make motion to close the meeting.
Okay. A second.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We are done. Thank you.